Women make up just 15% of Alabama lawmakers. That's a far smaller proportion than many states, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. But that could change this year. At least 90 women have filed to run for congressional or state-level offices in this year's Alabama primary. And just like the rest of the country, more female candidates in the state are putting their names on the ballot. Stacey Probst says it's tough to get women to run for office. She's executive director of Emerge Alabama, an organization that recruits and trains progressive women to do just that. Probst says there can be a mystique about politics, and women are often left out of the fundraising networks that support male candidates. She said she's had to ask some women multiple times to run before they said yes.
Because they do often want to be qualified or overqualified. Men don't have that problem.
But once they're on the ballot, women generally win about as often as men do, according to Kelly Dittmar. She's with Rutgers University's Center for American Women in Politics. Dittmar says nationally, the women running this cycle tend to be focused on issues as opposed to simply presenting themselves as female candidates. And she says the energy is lopsided between the two parties.
Almost all of that increase is happening among Democratic women. So we don't see any significant increase in some levels, a small decline or at least stasis in the numbers of Republican women running.
Alabama's Republican governor and chief justice, both women, are running to keep their jobs. Susan DeBose of the Greater Birmingham Republican Women says she's looking for the most qualified candidate, not necessarily a woman, but she says Republicans can do more to recruit women.
We need to do a better job training women and making them feel comfortable, and women in Alabama need to educate themselves.
The first test for this wave of Alabama women candidates will be the primaries on June 5th. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.